3.14. Interview with the Professor of Classics. Part 1.
Professor Beard, what's the secret to getting people interested in the Romans, in ancient history?
Well, you have to go about it the right way, really. And I think that, you know, perhaps starting from rather arcane and difficult bits of literature isn't the right way. But, you know, one thing that you see in Britain, is, you know, is one thing that we know is that an awful lot of our culture and our geography and our place names and so on are actually formed by the Romans. You know, you ask somebody, why do you think so many English place names end in Chester or Caster? You know, Manchester, Doncaster. And they'll often say, oh, I don't know. And then you say, that's because that bit, Caster, is from the Latin for military camp. And every place that ends Caster or Chester once had a Roman fort on it. And I've got a pretty 99% success record with getting people interested after that. Because suddenly it is a question not of these remote people who wrote some literature that you probably suspect would be boring. It's the people who formed the geography of our country and much of Europe. Why is London the capital of Britain? It's because the Romans made it so.
What do you think we can learn from Roman history?
In political terms, many of the issues and questions and dilemmas that we face now were faced by the Romans. And in many ways, we're still thinking about and using their answers. I mean, one classic example of that is a famous incident in Roman history in 63 BC, where there's a terrorist plot in the city of Rome to assassinate the political leaders, to torch the city, and to take over, revolution. And that plot is discovered by one of the most famous Romans of all, Marcus Tullius Cicero, you know, the great orator and wit of Roman culture. And he discovers the plot, he lays it before the Senate, he then decides to execute the leading conspirators without trial, summary execution. And a couple of years later, he's exiled. Now, in many ways, that's the kind of problem we're still facing with modern responses to terrorism. I mean, how far should homeland security be more important than civil rights? You know, what about those people in Guantanamo Bay without trial? Where does the boundary come between the safety of the state and the liberty of the citizen? Now, the Romans were debating that in the 60s BC. And in many ways, we're debating it along the same terms. And in part, we've learnt from how they debated those rights and wrongs.